Egberto Willis.
And Susan and Susan Young.
Yeah, and Susan Young. Will you come last on the list? Because
Because I'm
okay.
last on the list.
Because you're
Can you go back around to see who you
I'm yes. Irene Adams.
here.
Thank you, Irene. Teresa Allen.
Present.
Thank you, Teresa. Padja
May I
Brown.
ask, excuse me, for point of personal privilege, I'd like to ask Teresa to please mute.
Kaja Brown. Okay. Vanessa Dixon Briggs.
Here.
Thank you, Vanessa. Jan Goodman.
Here.
Thank you, Jan. Heather Gray.
Get busted for various times for various reasons, but this is one of those
Ron Pinchback.
that continues.
Ron Pinchback. Ron, I could hear background noise from your.
I am here.
All right, gotcha. Gotcha that time. All right. Harvey Wasserman. Egberto Willis.
Egberto's here.
You have to say it.
I need, he
Egberto,
has to
will
say
you,
it.
Will you be kind of, there you go.
We can't hear you, Egberto. Kaja Brown.
You're muted, Kaja. Yes.
Thank you, Kaja. Did Heather join? All right. Egberto, we still haven't actually heard Egberto speak, but
I heard him.
You heard him? Okay. All right, then I'll.
Heather is trying to join, but she says that it tells her that the host has not started the meeting. So I sent her the link.
Yeah, she's on the wrong link, probably.
And told her that we're on. So, yeah.
Yeah, was that you, Egberto? I did just hear you.
Yeah, I don't know. I've been saying yes, yes, yes. I don't know what's going on, but yeah, that's me.
Okay, now I can hear you. So you're good. So the people so far that we don't have on the line are Heather Gray, who we just talked about, Marianne Martinez, who we'll talk about in a minute, and Harvey Wasserman. Everyone else is present.
Okay, and Madam Secretary, the others who are also on the call or not?
Yes, I'll go through Stephanie Wells.
Here.
Thank you, Stephanie. Arthur Schwartz. Julie Hewitt, I'm here. Kim Kaufman.
I'm here.
Gotcha. All right.
Great.
There you go.
Are there any requests for excused absence? I don't think I've heard any requests. So moving on, shall we identify?
I think I heard that Harvey Wasserman's in the hospital. And so I assume that that is a request for an excused absence.
Well, Harvey Wasserman is out of the hospital, but he did break his hip last week. And so I think that.
I spoke to Harvey just a couple of minutes ago. He asked me to email him the link to this Zoom, and I did that about 4 minutes ago. So hopefully he'll be joining us.
And let me just call Heather Gray's name again. Heather, did you join?
Yes, I'm here. Sorry.
Great. No worries. Got you present.
No privilege.
I have a yes, Teresa.
I would like to suggest in the future that we not really go into detail about whether people are at their home or not at their home for these meetings on the open stream.
Okay. And Serene, you had a question?
I have a point of order.
What's your point? What's your point?
I'm speaking. Can you not hear me?
I couldn't first, but yes, thank you. We can now.
Okay. I would like to know when when we will be having an election for the recording secretary. That was supposed to have been addressed some time ago.
We started a meeting with the recording secretary and whether there were any objections to Kim Kaufman serving as the recording secretary, and there were none.
Okay, may I speak?
Yes.
That was the meeting at which you had a parliamentarian who just appeared, and he pointed out that you had neglected to use the term pro tem when it came to her name, but it had been used for all the other positions, and that was supposed to have been straightened out by the next meeting.
I'm going to call you out of order, Serene. It was at a subsequent meeting that I said, Kim Kaufman is serving as recording secretary. Is there any objection? And the recording secretary is not an officer and therefore is not elected. So moving on. I am going to call you out. Okay. So you've appealed the ruling of the chair. Got it. So is there a second to her appeal of the ruling of the chair?
Vanessa, second.
Okay. So if you sustain the chair, vote yes. And the chair has called Serene Roberts out of order for bringing up the matter of recording secretary, which has already been decided. If you vote no, you are agreeing with Serene that the chair's ruling is not well taken. So will the secretary
That's actually a misframing of it, and I would like to speak to my point.
Please speak to your point. Please speak to your point, Serene.
I said thank you. Every recording secretary pays. What?
I said go ahead and speak to it.
But I'm speaking and you're interrupting me. Every recording secretary that the PNB has ever had, paid or unpaid, has been brought up as a candidate and there has been a transparent vote. The fact is that the parliamentarian pointed out your error in that first meeting and she's been here ever since without any further discussion. There needs to be a notice that we're going to have an election and then we need to have a vote.
So, Serene, you've made your point. We are now ready to vote.
Madam Chair, this is the recording secretary.
Yes, Kim?
In the minutes, there were no nominations during that meeting where we elected people. There were no other nominations for recording secretary.
So, Kim, we're ready to go to the vote. Okay. If you vote yes, you sustain the chair that Serene is out of order. If you vote no, you are saying that the chair does not have a reason. Please, Julie.
The issue is
Serene,
I'm finding you out of order again.
You have stated your point more than once. You are taking up time. I am going to ask that the secretary mute Serene so that we can take this vote.
Okay.
Illegal.
Irene Adams?
Yes, if you support the chair. No, if you do not support the chair in finding Serene out of order.
I have to abstain because I don't know much about this. I'm abstaining.
Got it. Okay.
Teresa Allen?
Allen sustains the chair.
Teresa's a yes. Kaja Brown?
I abstain. I don't know enough.
Kaja abstains. Donna Carter?
Donna, you're muted. Donna, are you going to vote?
I'll keep going. I'll come back around. Paul DiRienzo?
I'll pass.
Okay. Jim Dingman?
No, because I don't think we should be getting into muting people if they just...
I just need the vote, yes or no. Dingman's a no. Vanessa Dixon Briggs?
No.
Vanessa's a no. Fred Dodsworth?
Yes.
Fred's a yes. Jan Goodman?
Yes. Yes.
Yes. Got you, Jan. Jan's a yes. Heather Gray?
Abstain.
Heather's an abstention. Avalia Jones?
Yes.
Avalia's a yes. Zach Caldvier?
Yes, please.
Zach's a yes. Darlene Pagano?
Yes.
Darlene's a yes. Ron Pinchback? I'll come back around. Myla Reason?
Muted, Myla.
I'll keep going. Sean Rhodes?
No.
Sean's a no. Serene Roberts?
Unmute her so she can vote.
I have a kangaroo I want to sell you, though.
I didn't mute Serene. So, Minerva, I'm sorry, Serene's a no. Minerva Sanders?
Yes.
Minerva's a yes. Harvey Wasserman?
Yeah.
Harvey's a yes, and also present. Egberto Willis?
Yes.
Egberto's a yes. Let me go back around. Donna Carter?
Yes.
Donna's a yes. Paul DiRienzo?
It's a no, and may I suggest in the future when it's a procedural vote, you just say anybody who votes no, come after the meeting and discuss it with the chair, and that's only yes votes are counted. And that's what I saw several professional boards do.
Okay, well, I have to call everybody's name, and then I have to report what their vote is. So Paul's a no. Let me keep... sorry, Ron Pinchback? Ron?
No.
Okay, gotcha. Ron's a no. And Myla Reason?
I vote to sustain the ruling of the chair.
Okay, Myla's a yes. So the total is there are 11 yeses, 6 noes, and 3 abstentions. Chair, do you choose to vote?
I abstain.
Okay. So the ruling of the chair is sustained.
Okay, moving on with excused absences. Harvey, that's moved. Harvey has shown up. Identified timekeepers. Is Fred willing to serve as timekeeper for people?
Yes, I am.
Is Kim willing to serve as timekeeper for agenda items?
Yes.
Great. Announcement about Marianne Martinez. The three of us from the KPFT, LSB are saddened that Marianne has resigned from both being a delegate and a director. Her reasons are her own. We are scheduling a double whammy election for our LSB, actually in the Assembly of Delegates next Wednesday. We will be electing somebody to be a delegate. We have exhausted our alternates, so we have adopted a procedure for nomination and election, and we are taking nominations now. And we will be electing somebody to serve on the PNB. Do either Egberto or Teresa wish to make any comments?
I would like to say it's been a pleasure serving with Marianne Martinez. She has served on the LSB from the from the very beginning as we were writing bylaws, and she also served as chair of the CAB. And I'm sorry that personal family circumstances has forced her to submit her resignation at this time.
Okay, Berto? We don't need to say anything. Let me go forward. I'm sorry, Jim?
Yeah. I regret that she's not here. I used to work with her when she was the chair of the community advisory board. We both share a love of dogs. So I regret she's not here.
I'm sure she would love to hear from people. Serene.
Thanks. I'm wondering what procedure you're using for choosing the next delegate. I'm wondering whether you're going to the list of people who are disqualified.
We have adopted a procedure at KPFT, and I will forward you that from the minutes.
Okay. I'm sure listeners would like to know, too. They don't all have your email.
Right. And I think that's a very good point. An announcement. So, reading the agenda, I will read through the agenda. Let me note that there is a piece that was left out. So item 3 is agenda approval, for the open portion of the agenda. Item 4 should be the readouts from the prior meetings. Item 4 is minutes approval, February 1 and February 15. Item 6 is motion regarding time management. Item 7 is motion for election of directors for the National Personnel Committee. And item 8 is committee reports. A, NFC, B, governance, C, audit, D, coordinating. 9 is the executive director report and Q&A. And 10, motion to move into executive session no later than 9:45 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Is there any objection? Hearing none, that agenda.
I'm wondering if we could move the executive director report up closer to the beginning of the agenda.
I'd like to
make a motion to move the executive director report up closer.
Objected. So I have a reason to object.
Sure. So then let me come back to Jim had his hand up first. Jim, what's your objection?
Well, I want to know why we have not selected people for the programming committee, the tech task force, the strategic planning committee. We are a broadcasting institution, and those committees are part of that whole process. And in fact, the only committee that made any money for the whole network was the Initiatives of Strategic Planning Committee in the past 2 years. So I'm just curious why we are not populating those committees at this point in time.
So, Jim, if you wish to put forward a motion to stand those committees up, you are welcome to do so, and they would go in new business, and we will not get to new business this evening. Are you putting forward that motion?
I will indeed. And also I should add that I am on the coordinating committee. I have not seen any meeting of the coordinating committee yet, which would allow the motion to be put in there as part of the agenda. But anyway, yes, indeed, I would like to put that in there. Thank you.
Okay. So at the new business, we'll add a standing up of those committees. Heather? Jan was next, and then Heather. Jan?
I would like to suggest, and maybe it could be done without objection, perhaps, to move the executive director report up closer to the beginning of the agenda.
Right. So how about it goes in after... The
point of information, Chair?
Yes.
Is there not a confidential director's report?
There will be in the executive session, but there's an open session director's report.
Okay.
So getting confused here. Is there any objection to moving up the executive director's open session report to occur before, after the motion for election of directors to the National Personnel Committee and before committee reports? Hearing none, it's moved up. I failed to ask for whether there was objection to Jim Dingman's motion to add standing up those committees as an amendment to the agenda for new business. Is there any objection?
I object.
I have a question.
Okay, hang on just a minute, Serene. So you object, so we'll need to vote. How many people object to that? We can see if it's just...
I have a question. Are you talking about moving that up for this meeting or for the next meeting?
Apologies. I mishandled Jim's motion to amend the agenda to add in standing up several committees. And that would be taken up in new business. I failed to ask whether there was an objection to that amendment. And Fred has said he objects to that amendment.
Point of information.
Yes. Is that Jim or was that wrong?
These committees and task forces have been established in the foundation.
Jim, you were speaking to the matter. You are not speaking to what is the agenda item in question. Okay. You were recommending.
Fine.
Madam Chair, I need a second on Jim's,
Jim amendment. Goodman seconds.
Jim Goodman seconds. Jim Dingaman's.
No. I'm supporting Fred Dodsworth's objection.
I need a second to Dingman's motion. I don't have one.
Got it. Thank you, Kim, for pointing that out.
We're also at 5 minutes.
Vanessa seconds.
I'll second.
So we are at 5 minutes on this item. And what we haven't as yet adopted that. Procedure. Is there a motion to extend to lengthen the conversation about the agenda?
5 minutes. Celine.
Is there any objection to extending for 5 minutes?
I object.
Okay. So that means that we go to a vote about extending.
We're delaying things even more by going to a vote against extending it. Delaying it more.
Understood.
What's going on here?
Madam Chair.
Hang on. Yes. Ron.
Yeah, I'm just trying to get some clarity. Okay. Mr. Dingman made his point earlier in the meeting, and I thought that you had agreed that because you're talking about an election, that we would make that part of the agenda for the next PNB meeting. And I thought Mr. Dingman agreed to that as a action item for the next meeting. Now we're talking about doing that this meeting, and I'm just not clear where we are here. Mr. Dingman could probably help with my query also, if you don't mind.
So let me be clear about what I wasn't clear about. Okay. What Jim had asked for was to stand up several committees that haven't been stood up. And in fact, we took an action, I think February 15, to not stand those committees up and to discontinue them for the time being. I had stated that would be in new business and that new business would not be taken up probably until the next meeting. But I failed to say, was there a second to Jim's motion? And were there any objections? At the moment, we've gone well past our time on this agenda item, even the time where Serene requested us to extend.
Point of information, Chair?
Yes, what's your point?
Doesn't Jim Dingman have the ability to
Serene, please be quiet.
To put his motion onto the agenda by sending it into the You are the secretary. What is it, 48 hours before the next meeting?
Yes.
Jim, would you be willing to
send that's what I thought we had agreed to
and have it on the next agenda?
That's what I thought as well. That
thank you, Jim.
To send in a motion for the next meeting. So
point of order, Madam Chair.
Yeah, so yeah, let me call the meeting to order.
I've got a point of order. May I be
recognized? I beg your pardon. Go ahead.
My point of order is that there are a number of individuals who are speaking prior to be recognized by the chair. And I would appreciate if everyone abide by that rule and wait to be recognized by the chair prior to speaking.
Thank you, Myla, for chastening the chair. So we are past this time. There has been the suggestion that Jim follow what has been the practice, which is put forward a motion 48 hours in advance, and that we'll go on the next agenda.
May I be recognized?
Jim, please make it brief.
Yeah, sure. I would be more than happy to do that. And since we are on the stream and we're openly talking to our listener members, what I am advocating is that committees such as programming, strategic planning, and
Jim, do not speak to the motion. Put it in.
Well, hold on a second.
You are arguing the motion.
I'm not aware of the fact that we ended those committees. This is news to me.
I'll show it to you in the minute. We are at the end of this conversation. Right. We are moving on with the next agenda item.
Well, hold on, ma'am. I want to finish my point. I mean, I'm totally unaware of the fact that that occurred, and I want that to be noted to the listener members who are listening that I am not aware of the fact that we, quote, ended these committees, end quote, in the midst of all the work being done by all the people on those committees. Thank you. I will send the motion in.
Thank you. I appreciate it. That's great. The after agenda approval is the repeating is stating the readouts from the last two meetings. So the report out from February 1 is the PNB
met. Serene with a point of order. Serene with a point of order.
So what's your point of order?
We've not yet approved an agenda, so there is no 5-minute limit on setting the agenda. Further, I said I had a question, which is a point of information, several people ago. And you keep bouncing past me as though you can't hear.
So let me reset here. And apologies. Thank you for the clarification. Serene, what's your question?
My question.
Serene, you got a question?
Breathe, Susan. You got to breathe. My question was, with regard to how agendas are set, because even this 48-hour thing that someone just threw in was never made clear. We don't get an agenda. We don't get an agenda 48 hours before the meeting, and I've never been told what the process is for getting something onto the agenda. I also think that setting 10 minutes to approve two budgets is completely ridiculous. So the agenda is not approved. We need to discuss the agenda.
So I will restart the agenda conversation.
We need a motion to extend, just saying, because I'm trying to time.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it. So let me ask this. If there's no motion to extend, we have a budget with an amendment to it. That is before us. There's been an objection. So then do we take a vote on the agenda with the amendment, which was to move up the executive director's report?
Can I just interrupt and say, just a second ago, you said a budget with an amendment, and I think you meant an agenda with an amendment.
Thank you very much. Yes. An agenda with an amendment.
I thought there was no objection to moving that up. I didn't.
There was no objection to moving it up, Kim. The question is whether the agenda has been approved.
Okay.
So,
Madam Chair, point of order. This is
yes.
Again, I would really appreciate it if everyone in the meeting ask for recognition prior to having a conversation with the chair or speaking out.
Thank you very much, Myla. I think people are really trying to help me and us get through this agenda matter, and I appreciate the help. So I'm going to ask that we simplify this and approve. Are there any objections to approving the agenda as amended to move the executive director's report up to happen right after the minutes, approval of minutes? I mean, sorry, after the election procedure for personnel committee. Hearing none, the agenda is so approved. The next up is to add the report outs. The report out from February 15, from February 1 was, and I had it here a moment ago.
Madam Chair, there are three people with their hands up. I don't know if they're vestigial or not.
Point of information, Chair.
Yes.
That's the very thing I was waiting to. Okay, everybody took down the legacy hands. Thank you very much. No more question.
Okay, so thank you very much for helping clear that up. The report out from February 1 was the PMB met in closed session to discuss confidential personnel information and constructive communications with one of our lenders. No decisions were made. The report out from February 15th was the Pacifica National Board met in closed session with its FCC counsel. The executive director will be working to address the letter of inquiry. The next agenda item up is approval of minutes from February 1 and February 15th. Is there any objection to approving minutes from February 1? Hearing none, they're approved. Is there any objection to approving minutes from February 15?
I'm sorry, I was slow unmuting. I'd like to abstain in both cases. Thank you.
Absolutely. So will the secretary please note that Serena abstains in both of those votes. Next is the motion about time management. And that motion, let me get to it, was put forward by Jan Goodman and Harvey Wasserman. The PMB resolves that when time allotted for an agenda item has run out, there is an automatic extension to exhaust the stack of hands already raised by those who have not yet spoken. Do I need to repeat that? First of all, is there any objection? So it's moved by them. Is there
information? I believe that we should change our entire way of doing business so that people have unlimited amount of time to speak at will upon important issues.
Paul, I didn't recognize you. Put your hand up.
A port of information.
I didn't recognize you. You put your hand up, please.
I have to find it here. Hang on. I'll find it. Sorry.
Okay. Jim, and then Fred, and then Paul.
Here it is.
Yes. To clarify what you mean by this, the drafters of this, sure, we should have a automatic extension to exhaust the stack of hands, but does that mean that then there is no continuation of a debate on a contested issue? Is it then constrained within the 10 minutes or 15 minutes or 5 minutes that people have allocated to that? I need that clarified. Thank you.
So perhaps
Jan Goodman, may I address that?
Yes, I'll recognize Jan.
Yes, no, that is simply one thing that it's automatic that people who haven't spoken yet, who are on the stack, they get to speak. So we don't have to go through a vote every time with if somebody wants to make another motion that we extend the time to, you know, because we want 10 more minutes to speak, we need more discussion, whatever. Those are all available. It's just that we don't have to vote on giving the last couple of people who didn't get to speak yet a chance to speak.
Oh, thank you. Okay.
Okay.
Trying to make it more inclusive and better time management a little bit.
Madam Chair, this is the Secretary. I need a second on that motion.
Jan Goodman seconds Harvey Wasserman's motion.
You can't second your own motion. I thought.
Hang on a minute, Kim. I need to recognize you. Jan, Harvey, did Harvey make the motion? Harvey?
I did.
Jan, do you second the motion?
Yes, I do.
Okay. More on the conversation. Fred and then Paul.
Okay, we've spent 41 minutes going over this stuff. This is why we don't get anything accomplished. I am very, very not happy about how we're being constantly interrupted. I will support this motion if it only, as I understand it, if it only allows those people who have not spoken to speak if they have raised their hands at the time that we are out of time. So if that's how it goes, then I'll be supportive of it. Otherwise, I'm going to request that we actually go to vote on every one of those motions, because I can't take any more midnight meetings or 1 o'clock in the morning meetings.
Susan, do you want me to clarify?
So yes, I'll recognize Harvey to clarify.
You're 100% right, Fred, as was Jan. This is meant only to prevent a vote that would empower people who are in the stack at the end of this discussion to speak. If you want to add additional people to speak a second time, that will require a second procedure. This is just to eliminate a short procedure and allow us to move a little more quickly.
Jan Goodman,
so hang on, Jan.
May I address this question more clearly?
Okay.
It's only people who have not spoken yet.
I'm still on the stack, by the way, guys.
Okay. So, I'm going to put Paul up front before Myla and Jim. And where are we on time for this item?
I started a little late. So that's my fault, but we still have 2 minutes left, although it's probably shorter than that, but I'm
okay. So we'll get back to the conversation. So I've got, next up is, Paul, then Myla. Jim, you've already spoken a couple of times, and then Ron. Paul?
Yes, I want to speak in support of the motion, but I feel it does not go anywhere near far enough. I think that we have way too many limitations on what people can say, how long they can speak. I think whenever a person makes a vote, they should have the right to speak as long as they want, as long as they want, about why they voted before or after the vote. And I would actually offer that idea as either a substitute or an amendment.
And we're going to vote on the original. We have already adopted a policy earlier that we have 90 seconds first round, 60 seconds second round. What you're offering is a major change in the current policy. Okay, Myla, then Jim, then Ron.
Madam Chair, point of order, is that an amendment? Do I have to write that down? Did he make a substitute?
I found it out of order because okay. Myla?
Could you explain why it's out of order?
It's out of order because it is a proposal which substitutes for a broader policy which is already in place, and that is not the motion you brought forward. Okay, Myla. Myla.
Can you
challenge
hear me?
The order of the chair.
Myla.
Challenge the order of the chair.
Who
we are currently past the time on this item.
I challenge the order of the chair.
Okay. And so we do not have, we've exhausted the time. Are you making a motion that we extend the time?
He
was challenging the ruling of the chair.
Yeah, I'm challenging the ruling of the chair.
In order to challenge the ruling of the chair, we need more time, don't we?
No.
Okay, so the ruling of the chair is that Paul is out of order for bringing up a request to change the policies about length of time that people can speak. Paul is challenging the ruling of the chair.
I have a point of information, please.
Yes.
I offered it as either a substitute or an amendment.
Well, it's not an amendment to what the motion was that was brought forward.
Why not? I'm making it as an amendment.
It does not address.
Argumentative. Come on, people.
I'm just trying to get an explanation from the chair. It doesn't, what's it in terms of Robert's Rules of Order?
Information?
Teresa.
It's in terms of Robert's Rules of Order.
Paul, be quiet. Teresa, what's your point of information?
Can you make it a motion that was passed in a previous meeting?
They had said there was a motion. People have been speaking to a motion, and I offered a substitute or an amendment to that motion.
Madam Chair, was not this motion, the policy, wasn't it determined at a previous meeting?
Yes, it was.
So he can't.
Was this a motion that was being discussed or not?
Point it was a motion that was adopted at a previous meeting.
Right. So that was made at a previous
meeting. Before Lisa, I'd like.
But why are we voting on it now?
We're not.
Your motion amends something that was adopted at a prior meeting.
Why are we discussing?
It's not amending what Fred's.
Why are we discussing a motion that's already been passed now?
Indeed.
She's talking about your motion, Paul.
Hang on a minute. My apologies. This is a mess. Serene, what is your question?
I don't understand why, if someone disagrees with the chair's statement, that their point is why the ruling isn't your point is not well taken, as opposed to you are out of order. That's a procedural question, I guess, or a parliamentary inquiry. I don't understand it.
Thank you. So I believe that the place where we are is I have found Paul DiRienzo's motion to substitute out of order because it is not germane to the motion that is before us. And he has disputed my ruling. So.
Okay.
Could have got around all of this by just saying that to me in the first place. I wouldn't have made any motions. It's because you were speaking to me. And
my response was to
exception. So I apologize. Are we settled on it now, Paul?
Okay, we're settled on it. I just didn't understand what was going on because why are we talking about last week's motion today?
Thank you very much. So then I guess we're back.
I guess or whatever. Where are we in this, in our?
We're arguing with each other.
We're still on Harvey's motion. Serene, I answered your question. We're still on Harvey's motion.
There's still something that is.
We're still on Harvey's motion, Paul.
Can I call the question?
Yes. So,
call the question.
May I ask a clarifying question?
Yes, Serene.
So if he's bringing up something that was already decided or speaking to something that you feel is broader than the tonight's motion, it's something that was already decided, it would need a 2/3 approval to pass. It doesn't make it out of order, right?
Paul has already accepted. And what I ask is that we stop arguing procedure and that we move on with this vote. Are there objections to Harvey's motion? Hearing none, it's adopted. Thank you.
Fantastic.
Yahoo! Okay. Motion for election of directors of the National Personnel Committee.
Madam Chair, this is the Secretary.
Yes.
There is a mistake in the agenda. Katja Brown was also nominated as an affiliate.
Okay, so item 6 in the published agenda, which is now item 7 because of the two items that were added. This is motion for the election of directors for the National Personnel Committee. Nominees from February 15 meeting, WBAI, Serene Roberts and Jim Dingman. WPFW, Vanessa Dixon Briggs and Irene Adams. KPFA, Darlene Pagano and Donna Carter. KPFK, Jan Goodman. And the correction, Kim, that you added was Kaja Brown was nominated by Serene.
By Serene, and Heather nominated herself.
And Heather nominated herself. Okay. And the actual motion is, whereas the PNB nominated directors from each station for the National Personnel Committee on February 15th, 2024, and whereas for in-person meetings, Pacifica's parliamentary authority specifies that the chair appoints tellers to distribute, collect, and count the ballots and report the vote. And whereas since the suspension of annual in-person meetings, the PNB has been conducting its elections via electronic mail, be it resolved that these elections of directors for the Personnel Committee shall be conducted via electronic mail using instant runoff voting, with Terry L. Goodman serving as chair of tellers and Sarah Ruth serving as secondary ballot recipient and teller. Further, resolve that all currently serving directors are authorized to vote and will be sent voting instructions and ballots by email by one of the tellers on or after Friday, March 8th, and that the polls shall close on Saturday, March 16th at 11:59 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and that's Pacific Standard Time. The chair of tellers will distribute preliminary tally results to all voters soon after the tellers agree on the results. If for some reason Terry Goodman or Sarah Roos are unwilling or unable to conduct these elections, the chair is authorized to designate other neutral persons to do so. If quorum is not met by the close of polls, the chair of tellers is authorized to reopen the polls and declare a new deadline. Election ties are to be resolved and the final results declared by the person presiding at the next meeting of the board after the preliminary tally distribution. A director with good bandwidth can share a screen and flip coins via blah, blah. The final results should be ratified by board vote. To facilitate these elections after the adoption of this motion, the secretary shall send to both tellers the roster of current Pacifica directors with email addresses, the names of the nominated candidates, and the seats to which they have been nominated, and the exact text of this motion as finally adopted. Is there any objection to this motion?
I have an amendment, a small amendment.
Okay, what's your amendment?
That the chair shall identify another teller who is not involved in governance.
So you're asking to replace Terry Goodman or Sarah Roos?
No. The language is, if I recall correctly, that if Terry and Sarah and or Sarah are not available, that the chair should choose someone else. And I'm saying she should choose someone else, but not someone who is involved in governance.
Excellent. Is there any objection to that change, to that amendment of this motion?
Point of order.
Yes.
It requires a second.
Thank you. Is there a second to Serene's motion to amend? Teresa seconds. Okay, so Serene made the motion. Teresa seconded. Is there any objection to the amendment? Is there any objection to the motion as amended? Hearing none, we can move forward. The next item up as adopted was the... Yes, Teresa?
I have a point of information. I'm sorry, but I did not hear my name as nominated to personnel. Were KPFT's nominations mentioned?
Teresa? Madam Chair, you did skip that.
So what I would like to ask, is there any, yes, in fact, KPFT was left out. And there was one nomination from KPFT, which was Teresa. Is there any objection to that motion being corrected to include KPFT with Teresa Allen being nominated to serve on the personnel committee.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
If I could just, we don't need an amendment there, I think, because the motion doesn't have people's names in it. You just were reading from, you know, kind of like the preamble, if you will, on the agenda. The names aren't in the motion, but I have the names, which now includes, according to what the correction that Kim made earlier, which is what's listed on the agenda plus Kodja Brown as an affiliate.
And plus director. Teresa Allen for KPFT.
Teresa was on there. All you did was you skipped over reading it. It's okay. There.
Okay, great.
So that's why I'm saying you don't need an amendment.
Got it. Thank you, thank you, thank you. All right, so we are now at the executive director report. And may I ask for a time check? Where are we as far, Kim, where are we on items? So time, I'll say.
What do you mean? We're going into a new item.
Yes. So we have changed the agenda around. We have motion to move into executive session no later than 9:45. So the executive director's report can take up that time. Julie.
Yeah, I was just going to point out that what you have remaining on the agenda as approved is 30 minutes for the ED report and Q&A, and then 10 minutes for committee reports, and it's already 9:27, and so you can't have that much time on all those things, right? That's all.
Right. Or we would need to cut short. And the motion to move into executive session no later than 9:45 is a part of the approved agenda, and we have a critical matter to get to in executive session. So, Jim, you've got a question?
Yeah, I also see that on here are two motions to approve both draft budgets of KPFA and WBAI, and I do think that's important to pass tonight. I don't think it should be delayed. So I would hope that we are flexible to extend time to get those kind of items done. I don't think governance would take long or audit would take long since they haven't met nor coordinating. So I do think that those two motions should be discussed and passed.
Point of information.
Yes.
Governance did meet.
So no, it was not an official meeting. Fred, let's not get into that discussion now. So let's get, yes, I hear what you're saying, Jim. I think that that's very, I think that's well taken. So we will, try to reserve time to get to those matters.
Madam Chair, move to extend. Yeah. Madam Chair first.
Yes. Yes, Serene.
Move to extend, the open session for 20 minutes for Stephanie and...
No, we do not have to do that at this time. We will do that if we get to that point and need to. Stephanie, will you please start with your executive...
Madam Chair.
Serene?
I'm making a motion. You recognize me and I'm making a motion. You don't get to say no.
Is there a second for Serene's motion?
Well, I haven't even finished.
You finished to extend 20 minutes. Serene, we need to be moving quickly and not belabor points.
Excuse me. And if you would stop interrupting, I bet you that would save a couple of minutes. I move to extend 20 minutes for Stephanie to report and then the ridiculously inadequate 10 minutes for the budgets. So we close at 10 p.m. Eastern.
Is there a second? Failing for a second.
Yeah, I second it.
Okay, Jim seconds. Is there any objection?
I object.
Okay, so we go to a vote. If the voting yes, we extend for, I believe it's 20 minutes for the ED report and 10 minutes for budgets. Serene, is that what you have? Requested?
Yes, that's my suggestion. Thank you.
Okay. And if not, we proceed until we hit the 9:45 deadline.
Chair, point of information.
Yes.
Do motions to extend not require 2/3 vote?
Correct. Oh, yes, you're absolutely right. Thank you for the reminder. So,
am I taking a roll call vote because we have objections?
Yes.
Correct.
Okay. But my question is, do we have more than one objection?
I demand a vote.
Irene Adams?
I pass. Come back to me, please.
Will do. Teresa Allen?
I sustain the chair. Correct?
Extend to the open session till 10 p.m. No to not.
No.
Teresa says no. Kaja Brown?
No.
Kaja says no. Donna Carter?
Yes.
Donna passes. Paul DiRienzo?
No. Yes.
Oh, Donna said yes. I'm sorry. Thank you. That's why I repeat these. Paul DiRienzo?
Yes.
Paul said yes?
No, I'll pass.
Oh, pass. Paul says pass. Jim Dingaman?
Yes.
Dingaman says yes. Vanessa Dixon Briggs?
Yes.
Vanessa's a yes. Fred Dodsworth?
No.
Fred's a no. Jan Goodman? Come back?
Yeah, come back.
Oh.
Yes.
Okay.
I have a question. Does this mean that we're just keeping the open session open longer and then, or is the closed session and then there's supposed to be another open session at the end?
No, there's no open session at the end. It is whether we extend the open session now.
Okay. No.
Okay. Jan's a no. Heather Gray.
Yes.
Heather's a yes. Evalia Jones.
No.
Avalia's a no. Zach Caldvier?
No.
Zach's a no. Darlene Pagano?
No.
Darlene's a no. Ron Pinchback?
Yes.
Ron's a yes. Myla Reason?
No.
Myla's a no. Sean Rhodes?
Yes.
Sean's a yes. Serene Roberts?
Yes.
Serene's a yes. Minerva Sanders?
No.
Minerva's a no. Harvey Wasserman?
No.
Harvey's a no. Egberto Willis?
Muted.
Egberto? Let me go back around to the top.
Egberto's a no.
Egberto's a no. Gotcha, Egberto. Thank you. Irene, you passed.
No.
Irene's a no. Yep. Paul DiRienzo?
Of course, it's a yes.
Paul's a yes. That's 8 yeses, 12 noes. Chair, do you wish to vote?
No, abstain.
Okay. So
it failed. It
failed because it needed a 2/3 majority.
And it lost. So moving on, let's get to the executive director's report.
Thank you. The ED report was sent to everybody. There's quite a few attachments on there. So anything that is referenced in the report that says please see attached or something is attached, then, you know, by all means, scroll to the back of your report to be able to see that. As of today, our payables, some of them are not extremely past due. Some of them, you know, maybe just be a month past due. The total amount of payables as of today is $1,382,000. That does not include any of our loan information for FJC or the Small Business Association EIDL loan. The total amount of the payoff for FJC is about $2.5 million, and the total payoff for the EIDL loan is $2.7 million. We roughly have in the bank as of today about $809,000. again, that kind of varies, you know, as bills are being paid and such. The SBA EIDL loan, which is the Small Business Association Economic Injury Disaster Loan, has been transferred over to the U.S. Treasury Department, and our general counsel has been working quite religiously with them to try to everything that he was doing with the SBA. He now kind of is kind of, we're starting that process over with the U.S. Treasury Department. So we have, again, various papers that we need to submit to them in order to try to remove the lien from the Los Angeles property, and also that they, we're working with them so they can accept the payment of the past due interest that we owe to them upon receipt of the funds from the close of escrow. As far as working with FJC and that loan, we are working with them very closely to revise any of the terms of the loan, to remove the lien from the LA property. They've agreed to remove the 18% penalty interest on the late payments. And right now we're just talking with them, for greater clarification about, the FCC letter of inquiry that we received, and just explaining that to them a little bit more, and also discussing with them the long-term, lease that we have with the new buyers of the Los Angeles building. So they're providing us with questions. We're providing them with answers, and we do, you know, go back and forth and talk with them quite often. The National Election Supervisor, we received 5 applicants for the position of the 2024 National Election Supervisor. And I have created a spreadsheet that's comparing the qualifications and experiences of an experience of each of the applicants. The names of those applicants will be removed, so we can just kind of look at it openly and, you know, not put any judgment to names or anything like that. So I will be forwarding that to everyone at a later date. One thing to remember as well is that we cannot hire a National Election Supervisor until we receive the funds from the close of escrow. So we can most likely offer someone a position, but we will not be able to make any of those payments to that person until we receive those funds at the close of escrow. I have only received 1 director bio sheet from the board of directors that was sent out to everybody at the last meeting. So just a friendly little reminder. And the only reason that we're really putting this together is that it's helpful for the board members. This isn't something that would be sent out to the general public, but we just want to be able to have a roster so we know who's who and a little brief bio of everybody, because there are some people that have been part of Pacifica for a long time and know a lot of the people on the board, but there's also quite a few people that are new, and it would be interesting for everyone to be able to have a little headshot and a brief bio of everyone. So that's attached to the ED report as well. One of the things that we want to put together this year are some working teams. And Heather Gray has volunteered to help me in putting together some of these working teams. I believe that Jim Dingaman has also volunteered, or I'm volunteering him now, but I think he has in the past as well. And it's to assist me in creating these working teams that will include volunteers, also key personnel throughout Pacifica. And also, you know, that will help, that can be volunteers that were part of LSBs. They can be listeners. They can also just be people from the outside that maybe aren't familiar with Pacifica, but have experience in some of these teams that we want to put together. One of the teams that we want to put together is an underwriting group, and that underwriting group will collaborate, as I said, with Pacifica personnel and with myself and with the Pacifica's compliance officer to evaluate requests that we receive for financial support, grants, or sponsorships for specific programs or divisions as a whole. And also I will be looking for this team to help recommend and potential underwriters and sponsors for some programs. They, of course, will follow the PMB motion that we passed on underwriting, and they will also be a part of the process of reviewing these potential underwriters to involve assessing that the funder's alignment is in aligned with our mission, the credibility of the applicant, and also the overall impact of the funding. And then also follow these funders and the working with the teams that are at the stations to make sure that we are following compliance with any sort of underwriting scripts and things that go out there. We also want to put together a CPB, the Corporation for Public Broadcasting Compliance Group, and this group will collaborate with appropriate Pacifica personnel and myself. And this is strictly to comply with the requests that the CPB outlined in the letters we received from them in October of 2023 and March of 2013. Both of those letters are attached to the ED report. And the goal of this group is really to bring Pacifica into compliance so we can be eligible to apply for future CPB funding. We also want to put together a grid review working group. They too will collaborate closely with Pacifica personnel and myself to review each of the station's current programming grid. And the goal of this group is to create a successful radio schedule for each Pacifica station. They, of course, will also work in close partnership with the programming committee and the local on the national level, and also local programming committees, and of course the general managers and the program directors at the stations as well. And this grid review group will involve really just thoughtful planning, a good understanding of our target audience, we want to try to get a diverse range of content that can keep our listeners engaged. And we want to be able to plan and adapt the schedules as necessary based upon community feedback. And of course, as we've heard many times before, we need to be able to really have a nice grid with strong programming that will resonate with our audience, which will increase our membership, our listeners, and increase our financial support. There's a little overview of what some of the things that group would be doing also attached to the ED report. We also want to put together a working group that is about program sharing. They too will collaborate with appropriate Pacifica personnel and also the ED, reviewing programming at each station and throughout the affiliate network. We want to be able to make sure that we work with key affiliate personnel and reviewing programs that we have already in AudioPort so we can identify and evaluate existing programming and make sure that we can create, I would love to be able to create like a catalog of programming that can be shared across the network or between specific stations. So they aren't officially, committees, so we don't have to deal with a lot of that. These are just great working teams that will involve, again, the collaboration with staff. And then that will also help to sort of create a nice working relationship with our staff and our volunteers and make sure that we're not recreating the wheel with a lot of these things. The build out for the LA building is going along splendidly. There are some, sorry, my daughter just came home from work. So the dogs are barking a little bit. The build out is going extremely well at the temporary location for KPFK in Glendale. I attached some photos for what's been happening so far. And we've had a wonderful group of volunteers from KPFK, Charlie Wilkin, Bert Weiner, Richard Dawson, and the KPFK staff, particularly Michael Novick, Stuart Landau, Mark Maxwell, Terry Guy, and of course, Mo Thomas and Otis McClay have just been participating, and John Amela have been participating in weekly meetings. Sometimes twice a week, we're having these meetings. And they've just done a really, really amazing job, putting all of this together. Mo will be clearing out any of the sort of technical details this weekend, actually, to get the studio ready for training and operation by the start of the following week. And our goal is to transition to be on air at this temporary location by Friday, March 15th. We will be, of course, doing both. We're not going to be, moving out of the building and then having, this could go into place, but we'll be able to have an overlap just in case there are any sort of little glitches. We'll be able to work that out. The buyers have been very helpful, making sure that the move out is as smooth as possible. It's been very difficult for the staff, but they're doing a great job, putting little stickers on what to keep, what to toss, what to store. And I know it hasn't been easy. They've been having a lot of parking lot sales and people coming in to buy certain things from us, which has been great, sort of raising money while we have these small move costs right now that we have to deal with. But the buyers have been great, understanding that we can't hire movers or junk removal until we get the funds from the sale. So they're being very patient with us. We're also adding another larger space on the same floor with the temporary space that's just right across the hall from where we're renting. And it's just going to be additional storage space for things, because we don't want to pay for just kind of unknown storage. Sometimes you can put a lot of things in storage, and then once you close the door and lock it, kind of out of sight, out of mind. And then when we move back into the new building, you kind of look at it and go, why did we store this in the first place? So we're really trying to make sure that we can get exactly what we need. And by keeping that in a store in a bigger room across the hallway from us, where we're renting the space, it's going to be less expensive in the long run rather than renting space, and also keep it on our forefront of, do we really need this? Let's sell it. Let's get rid of it. And we're also going to be using it as additional workspace for the archives and also for membership. Does anybody have any questions?
We've got a couple of hands up. Heather, you had your hand up, and then Fred. Heather?
Sorry, yes, I'll be quick. I just wanted to mention that I wanted to bring this up when we were talking about committees. So I think one of the things we need to consider creating is a fundraising committee. So I know we can't talk about it right now, but I think that should be one of the committees we develop. But we can talk about it later. I just wanted to bring that up. Thank you.
Thank you. Fred, then Irene, then Jim.
I want to express my profound appreciation for the excellent work that you're doing, Stephanie. This is exactly what needs to be done to take us out of bankruptcy and make this network go again. We need a strong executive director who is willing to work with task force, both within and outside of the KPFA, the Pacifica community, and move us into the future. I'm really, really impressed with what you're doing, and I want you to know that you have my full support.
Thank you.
Irene, then Jim.
Good evening, Stephanie. I just wanted to ask a question in regards to your work group. How does this when you're asking staff to work with these work groups, how does that differ from the requirement in the bylaws that these staff members work with the committees? Is that something additional? Does it take the place of? How does that differ?
It will be, I'm in the past, just when I've created task force or working groups, it's a more open dialogue. I don't like to use not the word casual, but it's a more give and take open dialogue with groups. And I'm not saying that all committees are like this, and but there's been a lot of, and I'm generalizing, pushback from staff members to work with committees for the length of time that they have to sit in a committee meeting that's usually after hours, and not always are things accomplished with the speed that needs to be accomplished with the staff. And I'm not saying that their committees are doing a great job. I appreciate that. But when we're dealing with certain things that have to be accomplished, there can be a lot of red tape that's involved with some of the committee work. So I want these groups to be able to get some of the open discussion. This is what we need. This is how we can do it. Let's create a timeline. Let's brainstorm, and seeing what works, and then presenting those ideas to some of these committees. So for example, with the underwriting or with grid review and even program sharing, we have to work with program committees. We have to be able to work with with compliance. We have to be able to work with strategic planning as we move forward. So these are just ways to get some of the dirty work or the messy work or these open conversations done at a quicker pace with goals, timelines. This is what has to be finished. This is when we're going to finish it by, and actually set timelines with things that have to take place and give tasks to these working group members of, this is what you have to do. This is when it has to be accomplished. And if it doesn't get accomplished, again, as I've said before, and I don't mean to be mean, you get it done and you get out of the way. And so, that's a little bit easier sometimes to accomplish with tasks and working groups.
So in essence of this, you're not giving the staff a pass on what is required of them to deal with the committees in regards to the bylaws. You're just saying this is some extra stuff that will help them along.
Correct, because there aren't a lot of staff members that I see right now attending finance committee meetings, attending programming committee meetings, attending strategic planning committee meetings. So I want to be able to get a lot of this work done via email, via texting or Slack, and then also possibly during the working hours as well. So we don't have, I know everybody on the committee, you know, on the PMB works and that kind of thing, but I don't want to be able to have the employees put in an 8 to 10 hour day and then a, you know, 2 to 3 hours with a committee meeting at night.
Okay. Thank you, Stephanie.
Mm-hmm.
So let me note that we are at the end of the time for the open session. And with what we just adopted, we extend to exhaust the stack. And at the moment, the stack is Jim and Ron.
All right. Thank you. Stephanie, I'm just curious. This would be a good time to initiate that advisory council thing we passed, because all those different groups, whatever we can fight about the, you know, I don't want to have a bloody fight about these committees and task forces. I will fight to the end that those things should be reinstituted. But obviously, creating task forces to get this done on a timely fashion is good. And I think that this is a time for us to ignite and bring in people from the outside to help us with all these different things. For example, the people that we've interviewed over the years at the Tech Task Force, that guy at Harvard, all those kind of people, the person at Santa Barbara, the more the merrier to come up with a new kind of synthesis. Secondly, I guess you have in here, I think one thing you suggested was to bring in all the archives into one location out of all those storage facilities that we've had them in for like 30 years and see what the hell we got. And I gather that's what you want to do, right?
So we're going to talk about the archives a little bit later.
We've got an executive session conversation about the archives.
Right. But I 100% agree with you that when I say that these working teams will include volunteers, those are volunteers that may not necessarily be associated with Pacifica already, but this will be a great opportunity for people to get involved with Pacifica, but not in a voting in, I'm an LSB member, you know, be a right. part of a committee, but just as a thought, you know, a group of people just brainstorming and coming up with ideas that have expertise in these outside of the world of Pacifica.
Right, exactly. This is where we can trigger that. Thank you.
Okay, Ron, and I'll recognize Paul, though you came in after. Ron, did you have a question for the ED?
Ron Bunyan. Yes, I do. Stephanie, this sounds like a refreshing approach to, you know, getting some cooperation and coordination, you know, in terms of these committees. I am concerned about one thing, and that is its parameters, because the stations, as you've already mentioned, the stations have, PFW, for example, has a programming committee. Okay. We have a program director, and now we're asking people to form another committee, task force, or whatever. And, you know, you're going to get a lot of people who want to participate. So the parameters is what I'm concerned about. Are you going to limit the number of participants for these committees? Is there going to be some kind of selection process? Or will it just be an open, or will it be an open gate? And I don't expect you to have all the answers here, but that's what, you know, that's one of the things that I see in, you know, in the future. We have people migrating to committees because of their interests and, you know, interests and agendas.
Time, Ron.
Okay, thank you. So that's it. I just want you to be able to address that.
Okay. Paul?
Hi. Yeah, okay. Yeah, it's more on that. Hi, everybody. And more on that, in that same vein, I would like to see, before we got down to the nitty gritty of these committees, a use of the radio and other communications to hold a conference or series of conferences open to anyone who shares the basic precepts of our mission, in order to get a wide range of ideas from all walks of life and all different kinds of people. And I think, and I've done this before, and I remember being here like so many years ago, and I think this was, for me, an idea about the way to go. I mean, you know, I just started here, so you guys, you know, have your way of doing things, but I would suggest that before, or as you're focusing on these committees, that you actually, we use the radio and publicize, through a series of conferences, what the future of our communications media in this upcoming, obviously going to be crazy times ahead, and the interest that's out there in our communities. Anyway, that something like that. And not that,
and frankly, that is a conversation that several of us have had as well, that I'd like to bring back in a future meeting. I have Brad Deutsch has joined us. So let me take stock of where we are. We have committee reports. I have touched base with Darlene, who was
Madam Chair.
Yes, Ron.
Forgive me. But I was hoping for a response from Stephanie to what DiRienzo or myself.
So, Stephanie, would you like to reply to Paul and to Ron?
Yes, well, we definitely need anything that these working groups are working on or will be working on will be presented to committees. They're not going to be in a place where they're going to be making any sort of major suggestions, but they will be making those suggestions, for example, to personnel committees. I mean, to a programming committee, for example. I mean, if we're talking about program sharing and we're talking about reviewing the grid, and we're talking about, you know, programmers having to sort of reapply every year for their program space, just like one would in television, that you submit a proposal in order to see if your program is renewed or not. Those would, of course, then be presented to programming committees and people that are part of this process before any decisions would be made. This is just a way that we can do some brainstorming with individuals that are not the same core group of people that are always kind of rotating between the same committees, but we can bring in outside individuals. We can bring in listeners. I want us to be able to, you know, I've said this many times before, provide programming that the community wants to listen to, not just what we think the community needs to listen to. But I know that there's, you know, we are going to have to put in a limit. I'm hoping that volunteers from the board and from committees and staff members that are willing to help put these together can help create those guidelines. How many people do we want to limit it to? Do we want to limit it? You know, sometimes when you create working groups and you're actually giving people tasks and things that they have to accomplish, a lot of people weed out of that. They all of a sudden, now they don't want to be a part of that group because something is expected of them. I'm expecting to have conversations with underwriters. I'm expecting programs to be listened to and, you know, figure out if that can be shared across the network. Once you actually give people tasks and timelines and expectations, people that don't want to do the work will slowly weed out.
Okay. And also Paul wanted to have a response to, I think he had kind of like town hall meeting concept.
I'm going to take my hand down. It's a legacy hand. Sorry about that. Yeah, I'm fine. Thank you for that answer. I appreciate it. And, you know, I definitely have my ideas and I'll present them, and, hopefully at some point we'll click on something and I'll come up with an idea that'll help us. And we can work together on that. I'm looking forward to it as well.
Great.
Okay. So I'm taking stock of the agenda, and, I would ask, I see Fred's hand up. I would ask the committee, first let me just say that with Marianne Martinez gone, I am requesting Fred Dodsworth to serve as the convener for the Governance Committee. May I ask that all committee reports, including the budgets, be held over to the next meeting, and that we now move from open session to executive session. The time right now is 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and I am asking for a motion, or is there any objection to moving into executive session at this time? Hearing none, we will move into executive session.